Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kwana. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was talking to somebody a little while ago. They said I was supposed to be connected to the supervisor, but I was on hold forever. Nobody ever got on. I talked to somebody like 10 minutes, and I went on hold, and nobody came on.
Okay, so we do have other customers in line, so in order to speak with the supervisor, you'll just have to wait until you are connected.
Maybe you can help me.
May I have your first and last name?
Yes, Raymond Waters.
And can you verify the shipping address for me?
277 Rock Escada, Clementon, New Jersey, 08021.
One moment. Okay, I see that you entered a drawing for the Crusade and was enrolled into the discount membership, and that account was canceled.
Well, here's the problem. When I got the email, all it said was, you won. I didn't win. I gave the first payment. It was like, they took like $7. I can't remember what it was. I never signed up for no membership. And then today...
With that, it was explained that you'll pay to enter into the drawing. Doing so, you'll be enrolled. It says, congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We will select
one. No, it didn't say that on mine. It didn't say nothing about it. It said you won. After the survey, it said you won. I didn't win anything. So I just forgot about it because it was only $7. And today, all my money came out of my Venmo card, and I didn't sign up for the membership.
Again, so it was agreed to in those terms and conditions about the enrollment.
Well, I don't want it. I didn't want it from the beginning. I didn't know about it. I don't know what the hell the membership is. Whatever it is, I don't want it. I don't know what the membership is. They never said about the membership. What is it? I don't even know.
As for the discount club, with that membership, you'll receive a voucher via email that you can use to purchase other items on the online store.
But I don't want a membership.
Okay, well, that previous agent canceled out your account, sir, so you wouldn't get charged anymore.
I know, but I got charged. I already got charged. I don't want that charge. Why should I get charged? It's still pending. I didn't sign up for anything.
It did, sir. Again, I apologize if you missed the terms and conditions, but it did explain about the enrollment of that membership. It was stated that you'll pay the $5 to enter into the drawing. Doing so, you'll be enrolled.
Number one, it wasn't $5. So that right there,
yes,
was
yes, sir, it was $5.74. That's what you paid.
But look again, it was $7.
Sir, on your account, I see $5.74 on November the 18th.
Well, I don't want it. I didn't want it from the beginning. I don't even know what it is. They didn't explain anything about their membership.
Again, sir, it was explained, and you have to agree to terms and conditions or else they won't let you complete the purchase.
What purchase?
When
it
you
said
enter
I won.
The drawing
I didn't win
for the Crusade.
But it said I won, which is a lie.
It was
on
to
Kohl's.
Enter into the drawing, sir.
Listen to me. It came on my Kohl's account. Why did it come through Kohl's? Why did it say Kohl's? That's what it said when I opened it up. It said Kohl's, which I have an account with Kohl's. Why did it come under Kohl's? That's what
I'm
it came
not
under.
Sure what it. I can't see what it came through, sir. I just see that you entered into the drawing for it.
Well, I'm telling you, it came through Kohl's. That was like false advertisement, number one, false representation. I got to talk to, let me talk to the supervisor. There's no way. I mean,
okay, sir, to you'll have to call back in with the bank on the line for further assistance.
I do what?
You'll have to call back in with the bank on the line for further assistance.
I don't know what you mean by back on the line.
You do, sir.
Huh? No, I don't know what you mean.
Because you filed a dispute.
I didn't file it yet. What I was telling the other person, I can't file it until the thing goes through. It was pending. They wouldn't let me file it. It's not filed. I was trying to tell the other person that. I can't file because I can't file until it goes through. When I looked at it, it was still pending.
No, sir. It went through. That charge for the $67 was approved.
And they told me it was still pending when I talked to them a few hours ago. They told me it was pending. I couldn't file this one.
One moment. Okay, sir, I have to go by what you told the previous agent, which is that you did file a dispute. So for further assistance, you'll have to call back with the bank on the line so that they can verify that this dispute will be dropped to try to process a refund. You told that agent that a dispute was put in, so we have to go by that and we have to follow protocol for that.
Yeah, but I said it was going to be in after it got approved. It wasn't approved when I talked to him. It was still pending. I couldn't put a dispute in. I didn't put one in yet.
But you told the previous agent who you just spoken with that you did, sir.
I said I was going to put it in. So what I got to do? Now I have to put a dispute in. I don't want to put a dispute in.
Again, sir, I have to follow the company's protocol. You told that agent that you filed a dispute, so you'll have to call back in with the bank on the line to verify that they will drop the dispute to process a refund.
Yeah, I don't understand. How do I get them to call? What, I have to get them to call you?
Correct.
How am I going to do that?
Again, they'll do a three-way call, sir.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Yep.
You too.